I'm anxious to obtain from the department, and I would have to say, in fairness to the department, they're consistent in their replies to me, and that is upholding the decision of the 26th of January 2016, when the government decided at that time to downgrade the three hospitals, both in St. Joseph's, Lifford and Remelton. There was no funding made available in that package. Lo and behold, in April of last year, the Donegal Minister, Minister McHugh, announced that there'd be almost 3 million was approved, that plans have been submitted to the HSE, and that the problems relating to the long stay, that is nothing more than fake news. I got similar response to the earlier one from Minister Daly. He, during the summer recess, went on Highland Radio stating that I got the wrong information. I tabled the questions again, hoping that I would have got the wrong information, but I've got the same information. So I believe it is time for the government to take a decision, to rescind that decision and give assurances to the hospitals that there is a long-term future. There will be billions of euro floating about today after the announcement in relation to the national plan. However, some of this should be coming to those hospitals.
And as recent as this week, the Minister for Health gave you a response that said the decision to build the 130-bed nursing unit in Letterkenny reflected the fact that the three community hospitals were not appropriate for use for long-stay residential care in the medium term, but you now are calling for a funding package to be put in place to secure their future.
With the demographic trends and with our ageing population, 130 beds would not be sufficient to replace the beds in the three hospitals. In actual fact, we require the 130 plus the beds in the three hospitals. I'm extremely concerned, and of course I'm disappointed at the way that the Department of Health, the Minister, the Government and the HSE are treating this.